good to see all of your smiling faces back here again after the past 6 weeks. I don't know, it feels a bit like 10 weeks, really. The first 2 weeks went slow and the last went fast. But anyway, here we are, healthy and well. Ngalak Kadich, Winji Ngalak Nining, Ngalak Kadich, Nijibujibal, Nyunga, Buji Ngalak Nining. Always was, always will be. Before I get to the announcements of visitors, I'd just like to show you that we have Councillor... Oops.
Yep.
We have Councillor Power with us here inside this laptop computer. We have it trapped. Hopefully we'll find some way to get it back out again at the end of the meeting. But for the time being, we should participate in there. Visitors, who do we have? We have the legal expert, Greg Moan from Cotgunning, with us in the room. If any questions or issues of a legal nature arise during the meeting, feel free to avail yourself of his advice. Do we have any other visitors?
We just have one of the officers in the room next door, Melanie Reed from the City of Belmont.
And Melanie Reed from Belmont is trapped in the other room where we usually have our dinner, listening on from afar. Attendance, we are all in attendance. I think so. We've had an apology from Deputy Councillor Amy Collins. I think we also had an apology from
Ian Johnson
as well. Takes us to item three, disclosure of interests. I've not received any disclosures of interest thus far. Do any councillors have any disclosures they'd wish to make at this time? I take that as a no. Item four, announcements. So there's a document that's been printed out and put on the table in front of you, which contains a change to a typo that I think Councillor Boyd might have picked up, a change to one of the dates. Je, could you direct councillors exactly to where it is?
Yes, it's on the page in terms of the resolutions. Just about the report, the 22nd of August 2020, that should be 2019, and the other one is the 5th of December 2020, that should be 2019. And I thank Councillor Boyd for bringing it to our attention.
Yes, well spotted, Councillor Boyd. Did you get that, Councillor Powell? Yes, excellent. So if we just refer to the printed out version of 14.5 rather than the one that was circulated. The other announcement that we have is that the next Audit Committee meeting in June, we'll be having the annual budget for 2020-2021 financial year tabled for review. So all councillors are invited to join the Audit Committee members at the budget briefing, as it'll give us all an opportunity to hear firsthand from the MRC officers their priorities that have underpinned the draft budget. And that meeting will be held on the 4th of June at 6:30 p.m. if you want to make a note of that for your diaries. Item 5, response to previous questions taken on notice. There are none. Item 6, public question time. Did we receive any questions from the public? No, we did not. We have no public with us in the chamber, so I'll take it that we have no questions from the public. Item 7, applications for leave of absence. Do we have any applications for leave of absence? Nope. There are none. Item 8, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are none that I'm aware of. Nope. Item 9, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. I take it we've all had a chance to review those minutes from the previous meeting. Are there any alterations that anyone wishes to make? No. Can I please have a mover and a seconder then that we accept the minutes for the meeting held on the 19th of March 2020? So moved, Councillor Congerton. Seconder, Councillor Wolfe. Anyone against? I declare that carried unanimously. Uh, 9.2, the special meetings of council that was held on the 16th of April. Any alterations for those minutes? No. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please, to accept those minutes? So moved, Councillor O'Connor. Seconded, Councillor Powell, here on the trapped in the computer. Excellent. Anyone against? There being no one against, I declare that carried unanimously. Takes us to item 10, questions by member of which due notice has been given. I've not been made aware of any. Officers, have you received any? No. Item 11, questions by members without notice. Councillors, do we have any questions that are not specific to any of the reports of the employees that you'd like to raise at this time? Councillor Boyd.
Yeah, thank you. I've got a couple of questions. I'm happy to do them as they pertain to different issues. The first one is this council approved the use of the, I think it was called the DigiBoard or something similar for agendas. There's been, I think from recollection, at least three agendas have come out since that. I'm just wondering if we can have an update on when that system might be implemented, please.
Absolutely. Through the chair, we have signed the
contract with Diligent Boards. We've had our planning meeting last week. Councillor Congerton actually brought it to my attention that's available as a landing page now. We are just going through the design and making sure that we are in place. Our aim is by the 30th of June, we should be in a position to make that available for the new financial year. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Different item. In respect to this meeting, and in particular this meeting being face-to-face, I'm just wondering if either the CEO or the Chair could provide councillors an update as to why the move was put back to having a face-to-face meeting, please.
Yes, we've followed government's advice all the way along. The government advice says that it is possible now to have this many people in this sized room, so we have returned to meeting face-to-face. Should that advice change in the future, we will reassess and follow the advice.
Okay, can the CEO or Chair confirm whether there was a push from a particular council or councillors to have a face-to-face meeting, please?
It was my decision. I listened to other people but made my own mind on that.
Thank you. And finally, I'm just wondering, I note that it was stated that one of the officers from a member council is in the, let's call it the dining room, function room, which I don't have a problem with. I'm just wondering if the CEO can advise, was that opportunity offered to all directors of all member councils? I know some directors were firmly of the opinion that they were not able to attend, and also same with respect to deputies, they were of the belief that they were not able to attend. And just following on from that, given that we do have one of our member councillors online, if there was any consideration given to non-required members being able to also join in online. Thank you.
Well, I mean, the fortunate thing is that now that these proceedings
Sorry, my question was to the CEO. Thanks.
Well, I'll direct the question to the CEO shortly. The fortunate thing is that these proceedings are recorded, so anyone will have the advantage of being able to listen in once they're uploaded. CEO?
Yeah, so our systems are not set up that we can have a combined electronic meeting and face-to-face, so we cannot put it up on the screen. So we worked over the last week to make it available that we have sound audio in the next room. And this only became available this morning. So we finished testing yesterday. And today an email went out to all the CEOs and technical officers that there was an opportunity to actually attend the meeting.
Councillor Boyd, do you have any further questions?
No, thank you. Thank you for those answers.
Okay. Do any other councillors have any questions at this time on matters not pertaining to officer reports? No? We're good. Okay, item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which meetings may be closed to the public. There are four confidential reports that are covered in section 19. Those reports are item 14.1, 14.2, 14.3 and 14.4. Those reports relate to Waste Advisory Committee minutes, draft participants agreement for FOGO supply, the Waste Advisory Committee minutes, purchase of lots at 2J Road, Red Hill, the Waste Advisory Committee minutes update on Hazelmere Wood Waste to Energy Project, and the Waste Advisory Committee minutes regional waste collection service update. Item 13 is business not dealt with from a previous meeting. There is nil, which brings us to item 14, which is reports of officers. So we've got six report items. We can move those on block if we wish. Does anyone wish to withdraw any reports to be dealt with separately at this time? So for any of the items 14.1 through to 14.6, do we have any of those that we would like to have removed for debate at this time? Councillor Congerton has moved that we move those motions on block. Do we have a seconder? That is seconded Councillor Wolfe. Yes, Councillor Johnson.
Able to ask a question on one of the items?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, so just on 14.4, I just wondered what was the consequence of those changes being kicked back. Do we have to go and advertise or start the whole process? It wasn't clear. So how long do we think that will take?
Through the chair. Yes, unfortunately, we have to start the process again. It is one of the items highlighted when we were doing the Local Government Act review that unfortunately has a bit of a chicken and egg with regards to the committee. So yes, once it's gazetted, it goes to the committee rather than the other way around. So unfortunately, we will have to start the process. But they have given us the interim step of requiring the council to pass that resolution to us to allow us to ensure that we don't apply what is not required. And then we will have to restart that process within the next 6 months.
Thank you. Councillor Johnson, do you have any follow-up questions?
Oh, is this like how long do we anticipate that will take?
Through the chair, 6 months.
Okay, so we have Councillor Congerton moving and Councillor Wolfe seconding that we carry those items on block. Is there anyone against? There being no one against? No? I'll declare that carried unanimously. Bear with me while I scroll to the right page here. Item 15, reports of committees. So 15.1 is the Waste Advisory Committee meeting held 7 May. Are there any questions that councillors have of the Waste Advisory Committee minutes at this stage? Councillor Powell? No, you've got no questions? Okay. Sorry, I have to keep remembering to look at Councillor Powell. I might just put her in front of me. There we go. Okay. No questions? All right. I understand the meeting went for, is it an hour and a half, Councillor?
1 hour and 50 minutes,
goodness me. Okay, and no questions now. You must have thrashed it all out. Okay, so section 15 will be carried on block unless there is an item that a councillor wishes to withdraw for debate. Sorry, Councillor Johnson, could you turn your microphone
on? Can I withdraw 14.4, please?
Sorry, I'm through the chair. May I just probably escape that? 14.4 is a confidential item that will be dealt with under section 19 on this agenda.
Thank you for the clarification, Chief Financial Officer. Would you like to ask any questions about that item at this stage?
No.
All good. Okay. So, do we have someone who would like to move then that we... pass the reports of the committee at 15.1?
Councillor Jeans?
Councillor Jeans, seconded.
Sorry, is that except one? Is that one item?
Not at all.
No, that's not the exception, sorry. That's a confidential item.
Yeah, sorry, it's been lifted. Thank you, Councillor Wolfe. Is there anyone against? There being no one against, I declare that carried unanimously. Sorry, I'm just having a page number issue on my laptop. Bear with me. Right, which brings us to item 16, which is reports of delegates. Do we have any reports? No. Item 17, members' notices of which previous notice has been given. I do not believe that we have any notices of motion. Item 18, new business of an urgent nature approved by the chairman. Nobody submitted any urgent business to me prior to the meeting. There is nil. Item 19, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. They have been announced already. Could I please have a mover and a seconder that we move behind closed doors so that we can deal with those matters? So moved, Councillor Congerton, seconded Councillor Boyd. Anyone against? There being no one against, I declare that carried unanimously. Could we please move behind closed doors? Okay. Could I please have a mover for us to come out from behind closed doors? So moved, Councillor Dorr, seconded Councillor Zanino. Anyone against? That's carried unanimously. That takes us to item 20, future meetings of council, as listed in the paperwork. The next meeting being the 18th of June, plus the budget briefing too that we mentioned earlier. And I declare the meeting closed at 7:32 p.m. Thank you very much.